2023 National English Competition for College Students. Level C, Final. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you will have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. What do you fancy doing for food today? I feel like eating out for a change.
I'm not sure if we can afford it. What about having a picnic somewhere?
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I doubt whether the rain will hold off all afternoon. The forecast for later wasn't too good.
Oh, come on. Let's risk it. We'll just have to make sure we take our umbrellas, just in case.
Question. What are the speakers going to do later?
Two. What do you think about Diana and Steve? Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, they kept that quiet, didn't they? I had no idea. Did you?
No, I couldn't believe it when I found out. But to tell you the truth, I can't really see it lasting very long. Diana changes boyfriends every week.
I'm not so sure. I think they make a great couple. Good luck to them, I say.
Question. What do you infer from the dialogue? Three. The meeting's touch and go, I reckon. The BAC seemed quite satisfied with the product itself and the production dates we gave them.
So that sounds promising, but you don't look very optimistic, though. What are you worried about?
Well, just a feeling, I suppose. I'd be surprised if the BAC accepted the price we're asking, and I think we might have to be a bit more flexible.
Question. What is the man worried about? Four. So, what are we going to do now? We're in the middle of nowhere, and we've got no credit left on the mobile.
Well, at least we're both okay. I don't know what happened. I just lost control. Oh well, I guess we either wait for someone else to drive past, or I'll have to go and get help.
There's not much chance of any other cars driving past at this time of night. But there's no way I'm staying here on my own.
Question. What problem did the speakers meet? Five. Jenny, I think a hacker got into your computer. You should try to keep better security. What kind of password do you use?
Well, my memory is bad, so I keep my password short and easy to remember.
You should change your password. Make it a little longer and unusual. Don't use a number that has a personal meaning, like a birthday.
Question. What's the man's suggestion to Jenny?
Section B. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation, then read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
So, William, you mentioned treasure diving. How did you find out about this?
Oh, well, I had a friend who used to work for the government. He was diving just for pleasure at that time, but then he met, I think while on a diving excursion, he met another guy who was into treasure diving, and they formed a company, and they've actually become, I guess, professional treasure divers.
So, what did they do then?
I think I mentioned the sunken treasure around the tip of Africa because of the ancient sea route. But I think my friends have now moved off to other parts of the world that are also known for sunken treasure spots. I think one of the areas is close to Florida in the United States, because there used to be an ancient shipping route between Europe and the United States, and, yeah, they go diving for treasure around that area.
There must be a lot of mysteries under the sea.
I think so too. And I guess it involves a lot of dispute possibly because it can become a political issue in some ways if the treasure is found, and who does it belong to, and the countries that originally sent the money, or the gold, or the treasure, or whatever, and the country that it's found in now, and also by the guys that find it. Is it finders who are keepers, or is it a matter of dividing up the discovery? Of course, I think there's a lot of historical value involved with the find as well. So yeah, I think it's an interesting, fascinating kind of adventure story.
It would be quite an adventurous hobby to have.
I think so too. Yeah, I kind of envy his lifestyle. He seems to go from one grand yacht in one very nice area to the next treasure area. And yeah, that's what he does for a living.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences according to what you hear with one word for each blank. Then write the answers on the answer sheet.
That was a great exhibition.
Yeah, we were in there for ages. I normally get tired after about half an hour or so. Some of the photos were really beautiful, weren't they?
It was so good. I'd go again. Yeah. But you know what impressed me most? It wasn't the individual pictures so much as the fact that they seemed to refer to each other, that they dealt with similar themes. Like the one of the man riding the camel, like it's transport, you know. Whereas the picture of the woman on the horse.
That's right. Yeah. Show jumping. She's using the animal for entertainment, for sport.
Yeah, for sport. Exactly. That's what the exhibition is doing. bringing out the differences between cultures and showing how they organize their lives in very different ways.
Oh no. Dear, I don't see it that way at all. In fact, I think it's the complete opposite. I agree that the horse and camel pictures emphasize some cultural differences, but I think the exhibition is talking about what is similar between cultures rather than what is different. I mean, what about those cowboys line dancing and the photo of that African tribe? Weren't you struck by the similarities rather than the differences? It was almost as if you could change the clothing and you would be looking at the same picture. They're there so we can see how similar cultures are.
But what about the weddings, for example?
With the wedding photos, I think it's more or less the same thing. Different clothes, even clothes, you know. These days, we all wear stuff from other countries. A few changes to the ceremonies, but it's still a wedding, you know? To death do us part stuff. It makes me think of the connections not only between individuals in a society, but also between peoples and cultures.
I don't know. With the photos of the dancing, maybe, yeah. But the wedding photos, they do the opposite for me. Maybe it's because I'm Indian, but they just remind me that we have arranged marriages, that our parents are very much involved in our choice of a wife or husband. That's very different from Western Christian culture.
Yeah, I understand that being Indian, maybe it makes you think more about differences. But everything is so international these days. I mean, look at a typical English pub menu and the variety of ethnic dishes that you can order. Indian, Thai, Italian, of course, as well as typical traditional English food.
Of course, but, well, I take your point, but I'm not sure. I suppose I just feel that some differences between cultures are impossible to reconcile. I mean, to me, the wedding ceremonies are not just superficially different.
Well, let's agree to differ before one of us kills the other. Maybe we can go back again. See if we change our minds. Is the exhibition on for much longer?
No. Come on, please.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. Developers said they had created a technology tool that can identify and recreate different smells. The scientists built on past research to produce a brain-like technology model to create a principal odor map to identify molecules related to smells. The team said such a system can be used across many different fields, including the healthcare, food, and fragrance industries. They reported that the tool can be used to help fight one of the world's biggest health problems, diseases spread through insects. They said the system can measure how effective a molecule is at keeping mosquitoes away from humans.
Cambridge University Press and Assessment is partnering with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on a new English language assessment. The goal of the new assessment is to improve understanding of how English is taught and learned as a foreign language. The assessment will be a part of the OECD's Program for International Student Assessment, called PISA. PISA is a worldwide study every 3 years that measures student performance in maths, science, and reading in the native language. About 80 countries take part in the study.
As many areas of daily life continued to move past the pandemic in 2022, problems in the classroom show how far the recovery still has to go. Almost 2 school years of full or partial distant learning left many students behind academically. When schools moved online, some students simply did not attend class. Others struggled behaviorally and socially. Although many of the problems existed before the pandemic, the virus made things worse. Schools are now facing a double crisis of learning and mental health. Education equity also worsened. The study found that some countries were able to quickly move to online learning, but others were simply not able to make the change.
More than 11,000 scientists are warning that the Earth, clearly and unequivocally, faces a climate emergency. The scientists represent several fields of study and come from 150 countries around the world. They approved a report that appeared in the publication Bioscience earlier this month. It warns that the world would face untold human suffering if it does not make deep and lasting shifts in human activities that influence climate change. The new report is called The World Scientists' Warning of a Climate Emergency. This is the first time a large group of scientists have jointly used the word emergency when talking about climate change.
A waterproof drone is being used by Australian scientists to collect the highly treasured nasal mucus of migrating whales. The snot is rich with fresh DNA, viruses, and bacteria, and is collected by a drone that hovers over the blowholes of humpback whales as they embark on their epic annual journey along Australia's east coast. Whales, like all mammals, need air and come to the surface to breathe through a blowhole. Vanessa Parada, a marine biologist at Macquarie University, says that nasal mucus indicates the health of the whale. Drones allow scientists to collect samples from free-swimming whales to gather information in a safe and non-invasive way.
Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 5 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your first morning here at the Solaris Hotel and Holiday Village. This little orientation talk this morning will just give you an idea of what to find and expect around the grounds. Let's begin by looking at meals. We have three different restaurants, and you are at liberty to eat at any of them. They are the Harvest Restaurant, the Denis Restaurant, and the Mekong Restaurant. Let's begin with breakfast. Breakfast is only served in the Harvest Restaurant. The other two restaurants are only open for lunch and dinner. Breakfast is served between 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., 7 days a week. There are English, American, and continental-style breakfasts on offer. For lunch and dinner, all the restaurants have the same opening hours to make things easier for you. Lunch is served from 12 o'clock noon to 2:30 p.m., and dinner is served from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The menus are the same for lunch and dinner, but you can look at the blackboards displayed in the restaurants for any specials that they are serving for any particular meal. The style of food is different in each of the restaurants. The Harvest serves traditional English food, though with plenty of the foreign dishes which are popular in the UK, such as curry and spaghetti. The Denis specializes in fish and seafood, and the Mekong offers you a selection of dishes from the Far East, not just from Vietnam as the name suggests, but Chinese, Thai, Malay, and others. You don't have to pay in any of the restaurants unless an extra supplement is needed for some of the specials. All soft drinks are also free, though we charge for alcoholic drinks. You can choose to pay any bill that you may incur at the end of the meal itself, or you can put it on your main bill, which you can pay when you leave at the end of your holiday. There is also a bar menu in the main bar, which serves pretty good pub food, and if you have any late-night munchies, there is a takeaway open until 2:30 a.m., which sells fast food. Good for those of you who are returning in the early hours from a disco or club. Now let's look at some of things that you can do here during your stay with us. Of course, we have our main beach, which is popular with everyone. There is also an adult beach, which is prohibited to anyone less than 17 years of age. This allows those of you without children to get some peace and quiet on the beach. The main beach has two lifeguards on duty from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The adult beach has no lifeguards.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your first morning here at the Solaris Hotel and Holiday Village. This little orientation talk this morning will just give you an idea of what to find and expect around the grounds. Let's begin by looking at meals. We have three different restaurants, and you are at liberty to eat at any of them. They are the Harvest Restaurant, the Denis Restaurant, and the Mekong Restaurant. Let's begin with breakfast. Breakfast is only served in the Harvest Restaurant. The other two restaurants are only open for lunch and dinner. Breakfast is served between 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., 7 days a week. There are English, American, and continental-style breakfasts on offer. For lunch and dinner, all the restaurants have the same opening hours to make things easier for you. Lunch is served from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m., and dinner is served from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The menus are the same for lunch and dinner, but you can look at the blackboards displayed in the restaurants for any specials that they are serving for any particular meal. The style of food is different in each of the restaurants. The Harvest serves traditional English food with plenty of foreign dishes which are popular in the UK, such as curry and spaghetti. The Denis specializes in fish and seafood, and the Mekong offers you a selection of dishes from the Far East, not just from Vietnam, as the name suggests, but Chinese, Thai, Malay, and others. You don't have to pay in any of the restaurants unless an extra supplement is needed for some of the specials. All soft drinks are also free, though we charge for alcoholic drinks. You can choose to pay any bill that you may incur at the end of the meal itself, or you can put it on your main bill, which you can pay when you leave at the end of your holiday. There is also a bar menu in the main bar which serves pretty good pub food, and if you have any late-night munchies, there is a takeaway open until 2:30 a.m., which sells fast food. Good for those of you who are returning in the early hours from a disco or club. Now, let's look at some of the things that you can do here during your stay with us. Of course, we have our main beach, which is popular with everyone. There is also an adult beach, which is prohibited to anyone less than 17 years of age. This allows those of you without children to get some peace and quiet on the beach. The main beach has two lifeguards on duty from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The adult beach has no lifeguards.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.